Welcome to Black Kingdom Lounge. I am your guy, the Almighty One. Now let's talk, man. Fat Joe speaks on the situation, you know, about rappers coming to Los Angeles, you know what I'm saying? And he's basically calling out the OGs to tap in with the rappers, or the OGs to tap in with the youngsters, the young gang members, about giving these rappers a pass. Essentially is what he's saying. So you're trying to put all of it on LA and how it operates instead of on the rappers that know that they out of bounds. You for to put a stain where it ain't. You get what I'm saying? So pay attention to this. When these rappers come from out of state and they bite down in California, they got this fucking thought in their head because they got a little bit money about where they from. They might be from a gang where they from. Let me tell you this. You could be a blood, Crip. You could be whatever you want to be. A Pyro. You feel what I'm saying? You could be anything you want to be. Where you from? But remember this. Nobody's more ruthless than the originals. Let me repeat that. You can be a blood, Crip, Pyro from anywhere else other than Los Angeles. But y'all will never be more ruthless than the originals. So the crazy thing is, we understand that most of these rappers is hood niggas from where they from. But when they get to Los Angeles, for some reason, they got this thought in their head about, oh, nigga, I run this city. You know how many different motherfuckers you'll hear on IG and all this other shit that live in Los Angeles from somewhere else talking about they run LA? Do you know how much it costs to live in California? See, where most of you motherfuckers is from, you guys are paying $300, $400, $500, and $600 rents. $700 and $800 rents. Standard for a 2-bedroom in California is over $2,500. You think you finna walk around niggas who have to pay $2,500 rents or be forced out on the street for show? $100,000 chains up around them and they ain't finna do nothing to you? No, let's talk about this. Fat Joe, maybe you need to talk to these rappers about growing the fuck up. Because most of these niggas be fake as fuck is the fucking problem. And the thing is, they think they can come up around real niggas and stunt on them. That's the problem. Y'all touch down in Los Angeles. I'm from up top. I'm from Oakland. If you dare touch down in Oakland with $100,000 worth of chains on and go sit your motherfucking ass somewhere in West Oakland or go sit your ass somewhere on E14 and think it's finna be cool, you can even be on Telegraph and Temescal in the Temescal area and you ain't cool, nigga. I don't give a fuck where you are. If you anywhere in Los Angeles and you at that Roscoe's, I done been to Los Angeles a bunch of times. That specific Roscoe's got like 8 different hoods around it. It's just a middle part of it. You feel what I'm saying? Where it's a mutual territory for people to go get food. You know how many different spots like that be in these hoods in California? We're not like y'all. Y'all talk shit out when people break rules. There's nothing ever wrong with nothing nobody does. So if these rappers ain't growing up because for some reason they got a little bit of money and they treated a certain way where they from, they think they can come touch down in California and niggas are supposed to respect it. You're crazy as fuck. And I'm going to say that right now, and I'm going to say that, and I'm going to say that to say this. You rappers need to grow the fuck up, because essentially what just happened is now, since the police said they can't protect y'all, we watching y'all get robbed and killed. So what does that tell us? It means half you niggas is fake from the beginning. And Fat Joe, don't put that shit on them OGs from LA to come fucking talk to these dumbass rappers about they asses not checking in and not doing what the street politics is supposed to do. Because I bet you when you in your home fucking town, you check in. You check into your people. But the crazy thing is, you don't think you need to touch down. You don't think you need to tap in with nobody because you a rapper and you see some palm trees. You crazy. And this is why these niggas is dying today and they getting robbed all day. And is it going to stop? Hell no, it's not going to stop, because everybody keeps putting everything on Los Angeles and what's going on in Los Angeles instead of on the people that's coming to Los Angeles. You niggas need to get your shit right. And until then, y'all gonna keep dying. It just is what it is. Y'all gonna keep dying and y'all gonna keep getting your chain snatched. Unfortunately, with the situation like, say, with PNB Rock, that was stupid as fuck. I don't care what nobody wants to say. I don't care how you want to slice it. He died like a dummy. You don't pull up in nobody's motherfucking hood. You taking all these motherfucking pictures, but you trying to let them niggas know that you there. So you basically letting them know, okay, well, nigga, you niggas is too pussy to come do something to me, and I'm wearing $1 million worth of chains. You crazy as fuck, blood. They finna come snatch that right up off you. Use an easy lick. You lunch meat, bruh. That's over with. So just remember this. This whole situation, like what was Fat Joe was speaking on, nah, Fat Joe, it's time for these rappers to grow the fuck up. Because half of them is fake. And the crazy thing about it is all y'all are starting to get exposed. Every time somebody comes from somewhere else, bite down in California, I don't give a fuck what they talking about. You could be mad at what I'm saying or not, nigga. California is the original for every fucking thing that y'all doing. The only thing that, nigga, all you niggas from these different places is trying to act like us. All with y'all gang shit and all that shit. The only motherfuckers who wasn't trying to be like California is Chicago and Oakland, nigga. There's only two places in the United States where there's not Bloods and Crips. Y'all got to realize that. And when you know the streets a little bit more, because most of these rappers don't know the streets, these niggas just portray it. Well, then you're going to find out that, well, basically now you see that these niggas ain't shit without police protection. And I'm going to say that to say this, man. I'm tapping out. Black Kingdom Lounge, the almighty one. We're going to step back into it. Part two coming soon. I'm out.